And so often we're not afraid of actually failing. We're afraid of other people seeing us fail. I know that my biggest fear is actually not going for what I really want, and then someone else in the end of my life saying, like, you have had so much potential and you wasted it. Finally, I am sitting down here with you to record this episode, and I wanted to start season 2 of Life with Lisa podcast with this huge announcement. And the huge announcement is, can anybody guess? The announcement is that I am quitting my 9-to-5. I've already filed in my resignation letter, and this is so exciting and at the same time a bit frightening and scary, but I could not be more excited about my life at the moment. So maybe it was not a surprise to you because you've been following me for a while, but I've always wanted to do my own business and make my side hustle my main hustle, and I felt like now with the baby I'm ready to take this leap and actually do something more meaningful with my life. So let's rewind a bit back. Why am I actually quitting Accenture? I am extremely grateful for everything that I've learned working in the corporate world, and I definitely got a lot of skills. But now at this point, I realize that if I'm not spending time with my baby and I'm actually going out and working, I want to do something that really means a lot to me, because otherwise on the flip side, I could be spending time with my child. So if I'm not, I want it to be really meaningful. And I have felt this burning desire inside of me to actually do it for a long time, and it would really be me not trusting my intuition and not trusting that gut feeling if I didn't do it. Maybe there's something in your life that you also feel like it feels a bit scary, but it feels right, and you know it, and you don't want to be betraying yourself by not following that. So if you have something like that, or maybe if it is also quitting your 9-to-5 and starting pursuing your own business, your own side hustle as your main hustle, you should listen in further to this episode. I wanted to share with you a few foundations that actually are helping me to make this move, and they're just my guiding forces in general in life. So I think it would be useful for you regardless whether you want to quit your job or not. So I think the most important first aspect of the whole thing, whenever you want to make a big move like changing your jobs or quitting your job, is to think about the logistics part. For example, for me, the logistics part of quitting my job was twofold. The first one was legal issues, and the second one was financial. So legal issues, it was because my visa was linked to me working in Accenture or having a job. So if I wanted to quit my job, I would have only 3 months that I can stay in the Netherlands or in Europe, and then I would need to go back to Ukraine. And that was just unbelievable because I really needed to solve this issue, and I was already in process to be ready to apply for my Dutch passport, but then it still would take too long. In the end, I managed to sort it out, and I just got a permanent residency for anyone interested. But anyways, so this was the huge logistical issue, to figure out the legal issues. And the second issue was financial. Okay, how will I actually make it work from the financial standpoint? Will I have the savings? Will I have the support from my partner? Will I have the support from something else? And actually figuring out those logistics aspects is very important, at least for the short term, so that you are not stressed about that and can actually direct your energy into building your business, because building your business will require a lot of energy, or making any huge move will require so much energy. So once that is figured out and I knew that I've got my logistics down, I also wanted to share some of the biggest belief systems and some tricks that helped me a lot in this process. So the first one, how to have the confidence to actually be able to make this huge move. Because that's something many people ask me. How am I able to make such crazy shifts in my life? Because this is not the first crazy decision that I've made, and not the first decision that seemed so crazy to the people in the outside world. But it all starts with building the confidence in yourself through keeping the promises that you make to yourself. You cannot trust yourself in a huge decision, like quitting your job, moving to a different country, unless you build the confidence through the small steps that you do daily. For example, I always work out if I said to myself that I will work out. Not because skipping one workout would be that bad, but because what it would make me feel about myself would be that bad. I don't want to have a reputation with myself as someone who doesn't keep promises to myself, as someone who will betray myself when I make a decision. And that's why I try to, of course, there are extraordinary circumstances, but I always try to keep that promise that I've made to myself, because in general, then I have this huge confidence to when I'm making a bigger decision. And that confidence is built up over the small decisions that you make daily. For example, I wanted to even script this episode and I was thinking, oh, I don't really feel like it. I don't really feel like scripting it. I don't really feel like recording it. But then I thought, oh my God, if I don't do it, I would feel so shitty about myself. That thought was just so scary that I got onto scripting it the moment I planned it, because I just could not accept being the person who lets myself down. And how often we keep the promises that we make to others, but we don't keep the promises that we make to ourselves. It should really make us think, because the relationship we have with ourselves is the most important relationship, because we are there for us the whole life. So let's make it a good relationship. I have, as David Goggins referred to it, like a cookie jar, the cookie jar of all other great things I have already accomplished. And whenever I start thinking about another step, a huge step like this, I start thinking, was there something else that I have already accomplished that seemed crazy at first, or I thought I could not do it, or seemed crazy and unreasonable to other people, and yet I went for it, it was a good move for me. And then I start thinking, and lots of situations, big and small ones, can come up, and that gives me this confidence in myself to actually pursue this other thing. So just thinking about your past achievements and using it as proof that you can do it again and again and again, and then with time that cookie jar of your achievements is so big that you can use it as fuel to propel you forward. Another just trick that I wanted to share with you is I love using, maybe I'm the person who just loves the adrenaline rush and loves the stress, but actually making a big movement like this is awesome for me to feel this stress and use this stress that actually propels me into taking more and more action towards my goal. So for example, if I still had it as my just as my side hustle, working on my business, building out my coaching, doing the brand partnerships, I'm still having the safety of my 9-to-5 job, and that almost stops me from taking huge action and doing it consistently. Whereas once you quit the job, you feel so stressed, you're like, oh my God, I really must do something, that I start taking action so much more consistently and doing huge steps and not just small actions. And to use the stress as the fuel into actually pushing yourself into action is such a great trick, the life hack that you can use, because sometimes the stress can stop us from acting, but I'm like, okay, I'm feeling stressed anyways, let's do those stressful steps, let's get into action, let's move myself forward. That said, I wanted to mention what is super important is I've already was doing my side hustle as part while I was working, and the critical part here was, so often we think, okay, once I have more time, I'll start working out. But then you have more time and you don't start working out just because you have not built the habit of doing that. And once we have more time, more energy, more opportunities, we'll not be acting differently to how we're acting now. We'll be acting exactly the same. We'll just have more time, more energy. So I'm a huge advocate for actually already, while you are wanted to do something and not yet there yet, already invest into the behavior that you want to be doing in the future, or you see your future self doing. So that's why I was already working on my side hustle as part of my, while I was still working, because I wanted to build the skill of making the podcast, of creating content, of reaching out to people, or doing sales. And it is so important to do that already, because then once you have more energy and more time, you'll be doing more of that, but you already do that. And not, you don't think that you'll start doing that, because that's how our mind likes to trick us, but it never works. For example, have you ever bought something, or have you ever really wanted something? For example, I really wanted to buy this light stand for recording, and I thought, oh my god, once I get this light stand, I'll be recording so much more content, I will be doing it, will be so nice. And then I got the light stand and it's still not being used. And then I thought, oh my god, my mind has been tricking me that all this time I was not doing it just because I didn't have the lights, and actually it was not that at all, because even when I had it, I would still not do that. So even if I was doing it without the light stand, once I got the light stand, it would have been just so much better. So don't let your mind trick you in that way, how I often get tricked, but maybe it's just me. Another thing that I really wanted to mention is I have this huge belief that so often we live our lives as if we have the second one happening afterwards, but actually we don't. We only have one life, and the moment you spent your day, you can never get it back. And I don't want to live my life thinking, what if I quit my job, what if I went for that business project. I want to actually experience it. And so often we're not afraid of actually failing. We're afraid of other people seeing us fail. But it's okay. I'm saying to myself that the biggest fear, I know that my biggest fear is actually not going for what I really want, and then someone else in the end of my life saying, like, you have had so much potential and you wasted it. Oh, let's go for that project. Let's go for our dreams. We have one life. Stop living your life as if there is another level after you've done this one. There is no replay. This is it. Let this sink in. What helps me is the belief that we only have one life and we will die someday and none of it will ever matter, is that you will never be fully ready to do anything, and you will never know all the steps and have the whole plan. But it's enough to know just a few next steps to take action, and also the plan will be clearer as you propel forward. The most important thing is to actually start taking those steps, and the first few steps are actually usually the hardest. But once you got that momentum, it will be easier. Just something that I wanted to share with you. For example, it's just so frustrating for me to have the knowledge myself, but still be failing in the actual execution of knowing the power of momentum, because I know how important it is to start taking action and then you start see the positive results compiling and to never stop it. But me myself, when I was pregnant, I was doing so well at both my side hustle and main hustle, and I felt like I'm skyrocketing to this new speed, and then I had the baby and I lost all the momentum. My life has been thrown into the spin, but there will be another podcast episode about motherhood and all the answering all your questions that you have about that. But I wanted to say I lost all the momentum, and then I felt like, okay, I started taking some action again, almost moving it from zero to full speed, and then again I lost it. And so often this happens in life, that we start taking action and then we stop, start taking action and then we stop. And we're actually doing ourselves a huge disfavor, because we're not using the power of a momentum, we're actually working against it. So here were some of my steps that I'm taking to actually create the life that I truly love. Some of my beliefs that are helping me follow my gut, follow my heart, intuition. And I hope they're also helpful for you to create the life that you love, the life that you just cannot wake up to. And something I hope that this episode also gives you courage to pursue that. I am so grateful for you watching this episode, listening to this episode, and for being here. It really means a lot to me. And if you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Let me know if it also encourages you to pursue your big dreams and helps you in any way. So much love, and I'm super excited to share other episodes of season 2 with you. Stay tuned. Lots of love.